One thing that marks the post-civil rights era is the rise of hip-hop in Atlanta. DJ Jelly had a front-row seat as Atlanta became a hip-hop hub. He's been playing tracks here since 1990, and we asked him to contribute to our occasional series, The Georgia Playlist. That's where we ask people to tell us what two songs best represent the Peach State. The rules are, nominations must be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and if they're musicians, it can't be one of their own tunes. So let's add two more tracks to our essential Georgia playlist.
One of the songs I'm going to first start speaking on is Kilo's Nasty Dancer, which is a bass song that captured the heyday of the strip club scene here in Atlanta, Georgia. The moment that Nasty Dancer captured was a little bit after the Freaknik era had died down and the strip club scene was really booming. So you had all kinds of celebrities and sports people, political figures. I mean, it was basically the golf course of Atlanta for anybody who was relevant and important. They performed this dance that lured these men in, and women, of course. And I think it was like a ballet. You know, it was like a combination of a ballet and opera and everything performed together. And it was. And we, of course, customers fell into that. And as a DJ, I would be in on it, of course, and I would be like the co-director of the performance. Kilo is from Georgia, Born Homes, which is no longer around, one of the projects that has been destroyed here. And he's a very peculiar artist, very creative, very left. He was one of the first artists in Atlanta that really came with the sing-song lyrical type. It was reminiscent of Nelly, before Nelly. Obviously, this was before Nelly. So he had a lot of melodic elements going on in his lyrics and songs, so it was incredible. The hook was taken from an old Tina Turner song, Private Dancer, which was kind of the same base of the story as well, dealing with women dancing and performing. So they had the lyrics of Kilo talking about how he's coming in the club paying his money, to the female singing the actual hook, and then having a chant towards the end, which would incorporate the DJ. So you got the whole perspective of everyone in the club. The other Georgia song was by another legendary artist, an icon as well, Sammy Sam the Hitman. He has a song called Riding With Some Players. Come to ride. Or the R-rated version is Riding With Some Killers. Okay. Okay. Ride. Okay. Sam is like the troubled child of Atlanta, but everybody loves him. He's hardcore, street savvy, crazy, and he loves to entertain. It's funny because he reminds me of like DMX and Tupac combined. During the 90s, during the bass was very huge in Atlanta. It was very danceable, it was fun, it was entertaining, and he took the elements of the streets and incorporated into a dance track. And he described the day-to-day trials and tribulations of the ghetto and the problems that were going on, but he made it entertaining, and people could actually dance to the song. The song went like this. We ride with some killers, ATL, Himalayas, true homies, real G's, and we out to get that cheese. The thing about Riding With Some Players and Sammy Sam is that it captured a moment during the legendary days of the 559, which is a legendary club. Everybody and their mother came through there to perform, from So-So Def artists to Master P to Snoop, Scarface. So everybody would come through this place. There are many sounds in Georgia. I think when you talk about the subject matter and the terminology and the dialect, that's when you start really kind of fine-tuning and understanding all this. This is actual Georgia people speaking and singing. It's just like how Outkast used to talk about the Red Dogs and giving descriptions of different things that was going on in Atlanta, like from their first album, which kind of captured everything what Atlanta was at that time. Like, that's how you really understand what Atlanta music is, through their descriptions of things and subject matter and terminology. And of course, with this Southern slang.
That's DJ Jelly of Atlanta with his picks for our Georgia playlist. If you have a nomination for the playlist, we'd love to hear it. You can tweet us at OST Talk or connect on Facebook.